Hi there. Just a heads up that this podcast contains content about experiences of mental health difficulties and eating disorders.
You're listening to an IOE podcast, powered by UCL Minds.
This is Research for the Real World. Conversations with researchers about the paths they've taken to shape our everyday lives.
Tell me if you've heard this one before, yourself or someone asks, "How are you?" Often we give or we hear back the same answer. Are we even paying attention? How much do we even care? According to the NHS, in the UK, one in four people will experience a mental health problem each year. And a 2023 National Audit Office report estimated that 8 million people with mental health needs are not in contact with NHS mental health services. And then there's the lengthy waits for treatment. In my field, eating disorders, approximately 1.25 million people in the UK have an eating disorder. Around 25% of those affected by an eating disorder are male. I'm Dr. Amy Harrison. I'm an associate professor in psychology in the Department of Psychology and Human Development at the IOE, UCL's Faculty of Education and Society. I research cognitive and social-emotional factors involved in the onset and maintenance of eating disorders. So of course, this season of Research for the Real World is all about mental health, and we'll be hearing from researchers whose work encompasses such wide-ranging areas and offer solutions to address these challenges. Professor Dagmara Dimitriou will talk about her work on the role of sleep, on neurodevelopmental disorders, quality of life, and in particular, how it affects those with prostate cancer.
We must remember one thing. Not often we are asked about our sleep. When I lecture at IOE or I lectured anywhere in any other departments, institutes, I always ask my questions. How often are you asked? How often people ask you about your sleep?
Dr. Mukhtarat Bangpan and Dr. Kelly Dixon will help give us a closer look at humanitarian emergencies globally and the impact they have on mental well-being.
I think I come with a bit more of a practitioner hat, so I'm very much looking forward to sort of understanding online therapy and how we can scale up services. So I think that we did some research on population level mental health in relation to like COVID-19. And there was a lot of evidence from low middle income countries in resource limited settings in how do you enable mental health services to be available to more people.
And I'll take you through a deep dive of my research on social emotional functioning and cognitive skills in eating disorders. There was one that was very surprising to me, and it was one of the questions that I'd been asked at age 14 and 17 about body dissatisfaction and how dissatisfied people were with their body weight and shape. And we didn't really have a large proportion of people endorsing that item and saying, yes, I am dissatisfied, even though we had over half of the sample actively intending to or restricting the amount they're eating to change their weight and shape.
We're very much looking forward to bringing you season 22 of Research for the Real World. Search IOE podcast to make sure you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.
Research for the Real World is produced by IOE Marketing and Communications and IOE Research Development. The theme music was created by Rob Cochran. Tatiana Sotero-Diaz is the series advisor. Amy Leibowitz is the series producer. And Jason Ilagan is the executive producer of the IOE podcast.
Thanks so much for downloading and listening to this IOE podcast.